Paul Hankins.
And welcome to On the Air with Power Squared, a behind-the-scenes look at what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared, as we wear these little t-shirts that you can actually get yourself at rtithmerrick.com/powersquared. Right?
Yes.
Or you can find it through our website at powersquaredcomicbook.com/shop and click on Artith Merrick and you can find the t-shirt.
Yes,
we encourage you to have something to wear when you listen or watch. So
on to the main meat of this podcast.
Yeah, okay. So, if you want to stop selling. Anyway, so we're here to talk about, we were kind of at a point where we were wondering, what are we going to keep talking about?
Yeah.
And so we had a little brainstorming session yesterday and came up with some ideas. And we thought we would sort of discuss them here.
Yeah.
If anybody's watching or listening, you can give us some feedback by leaving us a comment.
Yes. Right?
So.
The chat is open.
Yes. We encourage you to participate. So one of the I'm just going to go down the list of things that we were talking about.
Yeah.
One of which was, I'm going to skip, was a podcast about content for a podcast.
So we can check that off.
Yeah, that's right. We had earlier this year read an issue, the first issue.
Yeah.
And we thought we could do that again.
Yes.
Read a second or third or fourth. We have, by that time, we'll have 9 issues out, so we could kill like 9 weeks doing that, I guess. Talked about possibly showing you editing something live.
Yes.
We have put together some character profiles.
Yeah.
For, if you were watching or listening earlier, you saw me record Uncle Brian's character profile, and we have some other people have done some recordings for us. We need to edit together a video.
Yeah.
So that might be something. Might be kind of interesting for people.
Right.
Yeah. We could play a video game. That was one of your suggestions.
Yes.
And you had one in mind in particular?
Yeah. During a recent Steam event, it was in lieu of other events going on because of virus.
Right.
They made these game demos available.
Mm-hmm.
So in this last one, there was a demo for a game called Backbone, which is a animal themed noir story.
Right.
And I was impressed by it, and I thought because you like. Noir.
Yes, I do.
You might like it.
I liked LA Noir as well.
Yeah.
It's one of the few games I've actually played. I did enjoy that. It was good. We have a couple things we could schedule to talk about. In a couple of weeks would be Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing Comic-Con at home.
Yes.
And actually taking time off just so we could be at home and do things that we'd normally do at Comic-Con. I guess in a virtual sense.
Yeah.
And probably watch some movies and stuff like that on top of it, because I don't really know how it's going to work.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. So we could do one about planning for that, because there is going to be a virtual floor.
Yeah.
And we're trying to prep for that as much as we can. And then, which I assume would be Artist Alley and Small Press, but I don't know if it's going to be interactive or just their storefront or what.
Yeah.
So we'll, as we learn more, talk about that, and maybe even do a last year on our YouTube channel shot some footage of us at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I thought we could kind of do a Comic-Con at home, kind of a little parody of that in a way.
Yeah. Or when we did that before, I ended up putting all the days together, so it was like a half hour video.
Right.
And that didn't really get very many views, so what might be better is if we did that one day at a time.
Okay.
And broke it up into smaller content. Maybe people would
be more interested.
Yeah. Or
not want to commit a half hour.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of the things I do like about this podcast, is we're not asking people to commit, you know, 2 or 3 hours normally.
Yeah.
Usually it's
kind of as long as it needs to be.
As quick as we can get off the air. Earlier this year, we also did a Q&A session where some people sent in questions about Power Squared.
Yeah.
And we answered those here on the air.
Yeah.
We may do another one of those. And related to that is sort of an Ask Me Anything. A couple of years ago, We did Ask Me Anything through amafeed.com.
Yeah.
Which I thought, hey, we could do another one of those with our new colorist. But that is gone.
They got Thanos snapped out of existence.
And so we had to, well, if you're interested in what went on there, you can look at that on our website. We did preserve the questions that we were asked in our answers, including Rachel's answers.
Yes.
So it's there if you ever want to download it under under press interviews. At the bottom is a download of the document that you can.
Yeah.
If you want to.
But, I want to say with that, if I could go back in time, I'd probably answer a couple of those questions differently.
Yeah.
Especially why we're doing this.
Right. But it was just sort of, again, getting our feet wet.
Yeah.
And I think we had a fairly good response at the time, but that did not necessarily carry over. But we didn't also, we didn't have a newsletter or anything like that. We didn't have a mailing list. So it kind of, into the ether it went.
We do now, which you can join at parksforcomplex.com/join.
Good. Thanks for the plug. But we might do something like that and then do those questions and answers here.
Yeah.
A little different than a Q&A, but the idea would be somewhat similar.
Yeah.
We could talk about other comic books that we're reading.
Yes. It doesn't have to be like a book club.
No, no. But we, you know, there are, again, I was, we talked about, well, we'll get into that later. We did have a Google Hangout earlier today with our artist and colorist, which will be up on our YouTube site in about a month or so, because we have some other content to get up, including other Google Hangouts. But we talked about, it was Dirk Brody, which is one of the comic books that we got through our Tith Merrick.
Yeah.
Something like that we might talk about, but other ones as well.
Yeah.
Then we did a session where we reviewed some of the artwork.
Yeah.
I think it was actually the thumbnails for this issue.
Yeah.
15 that we're working on. And we might do a session where we're reviewing the coloring, because we do that as well. Not that we make a lot of changes to it, but it would be sort of, you know, the part of the process that we go through behind the scenes, what we do. And then one where maybe we reviewed the lettering similarly.
Right.
Again, not rip-roaring exciting stuff, but it is behind the scenes of what we do.
Yeah, and that's what this podcast is generally about.
Right. You had an idea about talking about the differences between American comic books and Japanese storytelling.
Yeah.
American and Japanese storytelling.
Right. Because the idea behind that was Power Squared was supposed to be kind of taking influence from Western and Japanese fiction.
Yeah.
Both in the art and in some aspects of the story. So I thought it'll be because of our exposure to a lot from both sides. It'll be an interesting subject.
Right. No, it would be interesting. And believe it or not, I have watched a lot of anime. Thanks to you and your brother.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about something we've, I think, talked about on the YouTube channel, which is superhero movies.
Yeah.
Like, why is Spider-Man 2 still the best? But, you know, or open that to discussion as well. Something we thought about as well, we did talk about streaming a Google Hangout, but we could also talk with other creators, potentially. Get behind the scenes of their comic book, right?
Yes.
Or, you know, or somebody in the business. We did a Google Hangout last Sunday, which will be up this Sunday on the YouTube channel. I keep plugging the YouTube channel. but we did one with Andrew Copeland, who's the founder of Artith Merrick.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, pretty interesting and informative and fun. So we thought, if we could do more like that, that'd be great. We could also do one about recommendations.
Yes.
For books, movies, kind
of. Well, at least, if we want to be like on point, it'll be stuff we're reading.
Okay.
But I know we read at a different pace.
Right.
So it could be just stuff that we like.
Right.
We can talk about why we like those things.
Okay.
Especially if it also has some influence on
what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. We also could talk about, we put up a poll question every month on our website, and we every week talk about it in the newsletter. We could perhaps talk about one of those here.
Yeah.
As well, and why we chose that, and maybe go through the options that are on there, and maybe decide what, how we would vote.
Yeah.
On the poll question. There's a, again, this month is because of the COVID delaying everything. There are movies that were scheduled for July that are not going to happen in July, and so I think it says what, but it should be which movie. I did it at 11 o'clock at night. But it's, you know, what film that got delayed are you most looking forward to?
Right.
And you can vote for that at powersquarecomicbook.com/poll. But we hope you will. We've also tried in our newsletter to discuss other creative twins.
Yes. And because our book is about twins, so you might as well highlight them.
And it was co-created with twins.
Yes.
So we're feel very close to the idea of promoting other twins that are creative. We, again, ask every week if somebody knows a creative twin. If you do, please write to us and let us know. Or leave a comment.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to you. We'd like to feature them, and I guess so once a month in the Hound Dogs Howl newsletter, which is a little bigger than the other ones, just the bark. We like to feature creative twins, so it's better if it's somebody that we know or want to promote, as opposed to somebody we're going to have to find to promote.
Yeah.
But that's something we're committed to doing because we believe in creative twins. And it doesn't have to be, they create comic books, it could be music, it could be film, it could be writing.
Anything, as long as it's a creative work.
Right. Even if they have their own podcast, that would qualify. And they don't have to be identical twins, even though you guys are.
Right.
It's just, it's a pretty open, wide open field. So if you know any creative twins, let us know.
Or if you are a creative twin,
yes, let even us better. Know. We also had a thing about talking about twins in pop culture.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that we started doing this was because of how twins were sort of, in some ways, marginalized.
Yeah.
Especially in comic books, or just sort of the, sidekicks mostly.
Yeah. We kind of talked about this before, but I remember from my experience growing up anyway, there weren't that many stories where twins were the leads. And in shows where they weren't necessarily the leads, it was usually a one-off or gimmick kind of thing.
Right. So we thought that would be kind of an interesting topic to discuss.
Yeah.
And one of the things we also talked about was previewing upcoming issues.
Yes.
Which I think we could talk about when issue 10 comes around, talk about that.
Yeah.
And preview it. Talk about what's behind the story and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So that was a list of, and that'll probably keep us going through the end of the year. So if you didn't catch this, you will be hearing about it in future weeks.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to, we've plugged the website and the YouTube channel. Anything else you want to get there and plug?
I think we've plugged whatever we can.
Okay. So until next week, I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
And you've been on the air with Power Squared.